deal.
At home, turn us up. In your car, turn us on. At work, tell others about
Talking with Ms. T, the talk show that's giving you trending topics, noted news, interesting interviews, community updates, and so much more. It continues right now.
Ms. T.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
You're back where it's at, and it's time to chat. We hit the roof with the truth and the floor with much more as we chatter about what matters and keep it real with our spiel. You're tuned in to Talking with T, the show designed with you in mind. This is Tanisha Baker. It's April 23rd, and if today is your birthday, you share it with your birthday mates, wrestler John Cena, late legendary playwright William Shakespeare, comedian George Lopez, late child star and movie actress Shirley Temple, actress Valerie Bertinelli, and Judge Maybelline. Today on the national calendar is recognized as National Picnic Day. On this date in history in 1872, the first black woman lawyer, Charlotte E. Ray, became the first black woman admitted to practice before the Washington, D.C. District Supreme Court. The theme this month is Don't Be Foolish. Each week, we have talked about things that people think, say, or do that appear to be foolish. This week, I would like to encourage people to follow your heart, but take your brain with you. It is foolish to expect a big output without a big input. Some people sit around waiting on greatness to fall from the sky. They are wishing for this great lifestyle without putting in the work. You can't have a $1 million dream with a minimum wage work ethic. There are few shortcuts to success, and it's foolish to think you can climb to success without working on the ladder. Sometimes we have to do things we don't like to get to the place where we can do those things we love. Local events to Knoxville include the Black Cultural Programming Committee at the University of Tennessee hosting a pop-up shop featuring Black-owned small businesses in Knoxville on May 1st. The Dogwoods Arts Festival is right around the corner, starting April 26th at the World's Fair Park. Memorial Day weekend is packed with things to do, including a Taste of Tennessee Music and Food Festival from May 25th through May 26th at the World's Fair Park. Youth Violence Prevention Week kicked off in Knoxville this week, which encourages our community to think about how we can all be involved in supporting our young people and creating safe spaces, as well as how we are addressing violence impacting our youth. Senior prom is coming back to OBC on May 10th, starting at 6 p.m. for anyone age 55 and over. Well, speaking of prom, it's high school prom week, and I'm going to remind you once again about the annual pre-prom stop hosted by Yvette Rice at the Eternal Life Harvest Center in the Five Points area. Gates open at 4 p.m. and if you plan to enjoy the festivities, I suggest you get there early. The weather Friday should be great with a high of 77 and a low of 60. I pray that our young people have a great time but make smart decisions. I want everyone to enjoy themselves, but make it back home and prepare for graduation. Talking with T would love to feature your organization or business, become a sponsor, or advertise on the show. Let us help you reach more people and promote your brand, service, or product.
Breaking news!
It's going down, K-Town. The queen of fashion, Yvette Rice, presents
the 5th annual pre-prom stop featuring the sensational fashions of Austin East High School students. April 26th, 2K24. 9 and 2348 MLK Avenue. Five Points area in the parking lot.
WJBE.
Gates open at 4 p.m. It's prom season, K-Town. So come on and let's celebrate Austin East High School students looking like movie stars for their prom. Enjoy music, food, and beautiful one-of-a-kind dresses and stylish tuxedos.
Celebrating culture.
It's the 5th annual pre-prom stop. Friday, April 26th. 2348 MLK Avenue, Five Points area.
You know what it is.
Hashtag.
This is a YR production.
I like her style.
Knoxville, this is Yvette Rice. I'll see you there.
Let's go!
business owners, church leaders, entrepreneurs. Why not build your brand on Talking with T, your urban talk show designed to engage, educate, empower, and encourage.
Call today,
865-409-1170 for more details, or visit talkingwitht.com.
Coming right back at you, baby. If I ever fall in love again, next time the lady will be just like you.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, baby, you're more than just a phase. And if I
ever fall
in love again, I will be
sure that the lady is a friend.
I swear the next time she'll be my friend, yeah. If I say that I can be your one and only, promise that you'll never leave me lonely. I just wanna be the one you need. Oh, baby, I just wanna be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share.
As you know, one of my goals is to inspire you and make you think. Occasionally, for a variety of voice, I will share a spoken word or some other audio to enhance the show. Today, I want to share a spoken word by an artist I enjoy on YouTube named Trent Shelton. This piece is called Everybody Ain't Your Friend. Keep it where it's at. I'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in to Talking with T.
If all you had to offer was friendship, like who would still be around? Real situations expose fake people, so sometimes it takes getting down on life to find who's really down. You see, people pretend well when their souls are for sale. And sometimes it's the ones you love the most that mostly want to see you fail. That's real. Just because they riding with you doesn't mean they riding for you. That's facts. You see, loyalty shouldn't depend on your presence. It's more about how they act behind your back. Who can you trust? I mean, some of us are fighting for people that wouldn't throw a punch for us, and yet, these are the ones we call friends. You know, the ones that care so much about your struggle, but yet so silent when you win. The ones that bring gossip to you about you, but your name, they never defend. Understand, everybody in your boat might not be rowing, but drilling holes. And as time goes and that jealousy grows, pay attention, because that's when true motives get exposed. Everybody in your circle might not be in your corner. Support doesn't always come from familiar faces. So don't be surprised if God places strangers in your life to take you to higher places. Don't be surprised if your growth makes your circle smaller. But you got two choices. Let it break you or let it make you. Make your dream even larger. Make your vision see farther. There's more to your path than where you're currently at. And I think life will teach you this. Sometimes the best way to add to your life is not to add to it, but to subtract. Understand, it's not about the size of your circle. It's about the loyalty that's in it. You see, nothing can stop a squad that's dedicated to fighting for the same mission, focused on the same vision. Does your circle got that type of commitment? Are they happy for you when you win it? Or is it the more you do better, the more their love gets distant? The more their support goes missing? Listen, real friends don't hate on each other. What they do is they push each other to go get it. In your life, do you got those type of friendships? Because mindsets are very contagious. And I promise you this, whoever you consistently surround your life around will surely persuade it. Wake up, everybody's prayers for you ain't to make it. So do they really got love for you, or do they just fake it? Do they really got love for you, or do they just love to use you? To some, you're just an opportunity, yeah. That's how these fake friends will do you. They present what you want just to take what they need. And when they can no longer benefit from your life, well, that's when their loyalty leaves. So I'm gonna ask you this question again. If all you had to offer was friendship, who would you still be able to call your friend?
Everybody's Talking with T, the talk show designed to engage, educate, empower, and encourage the community, is on.
WJBE 99.7 FM and 1040 AM. Just the best every day.
Let's turn our attention to trending news and hot topics. Streaming giant Spotify announced Saturday that the newest album from megastar Taylor Swift, The Tortured Poets Department, has smashed previous records. It's the first album in Spotify's history to have more than 300 million streams in a single day. State officials announced on Monday that HVAC manufacturer Greenhead Group will invest at least $300 million to build a corporate campus in Knoxville and create hundreds of jobs. This is good news. Governor Bill Lee confirmed a bill to expand a controversial school voucher program has failed despite efforts to save it. The plan aimed to eventually allow all K-12 students in Tennessee to apply for taxpayer-funded school vouchers to offset private school costs, regardless of income. Also in school news, a letter urging Tennessee legislators not to pass a bill that would allow public K-12 teachers and staff to carry concealed handguns on campus. This letter has garnered more than 5,300 signatures as of Monday afternoon. This past weekend in Memphis, two people were killed and six injured in a mass shooting at a block party in a park. On March 31st, Easter Sunday, if you remember, seven people were hurt and one killed at a shooting at a coffee shop in Nashville. The suspect, a convicted felon, was captured 2 days later in Kentucky. Tennessee, like other states, has seen a growing number of mass shootings. Tennessee has seen six mass shootings this year as of April 22nd, according to the Gun Violence Archive. A man is suing an Orange County car dealership after they provided him a loaner car. They lost the paperwork, reported the car stolen, and then he was apprehended at gunpoint. This is just crazy. He deserves every penny. An Uber driver from Southern California is looking to spread the word on the potential risk associated with being a rideshare driver after he was violently assaulted by a passenger this past weekend. The driver, 70-year-old Peter McNulty, pulled to the address given by the passenger, but the passenger thought he was in the wrong location. When Mr. McNulty got out of the car to open the passenger door and asked the guy to get out, the man came out swinging. Now, this elderly gentleman was beaten pretty bad. Folks are just out here angry and violent. An Arizona mother was charged with aggravated assault after a video showed her hitting a school bus driver multiple times while accusing her of speaking badly about her daughter. Justin Bieber and more stars are paying tribute to rapper Chris King after he was shot and killed in Nashville over the weekend. King, age 32, was a former housemate of Bieber's and was also a close friend and collaborator of rapper Trippie Redd. Star Georgia High School football player Darius Bryant was shot and killed on his prom night while sitting at a red light. So sad. Sean Combs, better known as Puff Daddy or P. Diddy, isn't the only celebrity making bad choices. NBA Youngboy was arrested in Utah for gun possession. The 24-year-old rapper is facing 6 charges, including possession of a dangerous weapon by a restricted person. Tekashi 6ix9ine's home was raided by IRS agents. The controversial rapper's personal items, including luxury vehicles, were seized by the federal agents. Donald Trump unloaded on reporters and news cameras for 9 minutes outside the Manhattan criminal courtroom this past Monday after jurors heard opening statements and the first witness took the stand to testify in the first ever criminal trial of an American president. The Trump fiasco seems like a bad movie, but sadly, it's real life. It's time to stop because it's all I got, but stay tuned to my favorite smooth R&B favorites, and I can't wait to talk to you again next week. Well, once again, we've come to the end, but be reminded you can call in with your thoughts or opinions to our talk line. That's 865-409-1170, 865-409-1170. You can also leave comments on talkingwithtea.com. Share stories or spill some tea. In the meantime and in between time, engage with us on social media and subscribe to Talking with Tea Daily, our online newspaper for your daily scoop of trending news to find out what we're talking about. Be sure to stay tuned to the D.L. Hughley Show right here on the historic WJBE, and when you turn down for the evening, check out the smooth grooves from the Sweat Motel.
Thank you for tuning in to Talking with T, your urban talk show. The show designed with you in mind. And we would love to connect with you right now on social media. All things Talking with T. And you can listen to the show 24/7, 365 on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and iHeartRadio. Now on that note, T will end with a quote.
Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time. Thomas Edison. Remember where you heard the word. Keep being kind until next time. You've been listening to Talking with T.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting you home with more talk.
So come on.
Go. And the best conversations. Ooh. It's Talking with T Radio. You give me the world. Ooh.
wanna say kids like no other. I know I got a lot of things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name, and love is about pain. So stop the complaints and drop the order of restraint. Your sex life's a game, so back me down in the pain. I can't wait no more. This is about a quarter past three, and sure days I mean, I got the Bentley Ballet, and I'm just outside of Jersey, past the Palisades, and I love to see that. Boots and shades, spread out on the bed while I'm yanking your braids. Thug style, you never thought I'd make you smile while I'm smacking your ass and hitting you all wild. We share something so rare, but who cares? You can, baby.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm
come on, pull it together. It's only a sun shower. We've been through worse weather, like stormy night. You wrote a dear John letter and took my Benz and keyed and cut the leather. Girl, you know better. You're an MOB. Money over Brody's murder, INC. I got two or three broads for every V, and I keep you drugged up off that ecstasy. I'm a playground legend like Kirk and Pee Wee. I'm a baller in the league, got more game than me. I play harder, so many women I bothered. Meet them with scars and send them home hot and bothered. Truth to dare, this life ain't apparently fair, and a love with no glare is a crystal stare. But we share something so rare, but who cares? You can, baby. Back like mama's boot in the coldest weather. And when I play, you play the same way. You freak me, baby. I f*** you crazy, then I'm gone. And baby, don't really want me to get up and leave off that easy. Should be waking up wet for she's a. Remind these women to mind their business. Believe me, this pimp game is very religious. And I'm built like a Don Bishop. Gold deep dish, money green bins, and my world is my witness. The life we share is a thug affair. But who cares? You care, baby.
Leave all your worries to me.